The medicine to cure inflation has side effects of the sort that can cost people their jobs. I'm David Brancaccio. More economists, but certainly not all, are now forecasting a recession for next year in the wake of the Federal Reserve decision to raise interest rates by 0.75 percentage point. It's the biggest jump since 1994. So what is next for the Fed and our livelihoods? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer was at the Central Bank's news conference yesterday afternoon. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, David. So Powell told us the Fed decided to go with the 0.75 percentage point rate hike after the Labor Department reported higher than expected consumer prices and after reports that consumers are expecting higher inflation. That can be self-fulfilling. The Fed is raising interest rates to try to beat back inflation. The idea is when rates are higher, it's more expensive to borrow money, consumer and business spending slows down, and that cools off the economy.
If it works with all these global and domestic moving parts, right?
That's a big if. This is a very tricky balancing act. And if the Fed gets it wrong and raises rates too much, it can stall the economy. Chair Jerome Powell surprised me by saying outright that the Fed isn't trying to cause a recession. It's still trying for what Powell calls a soft landing, where the Fed raises rates just enough to cool off the economy without a recession. I asked Powell if he still thinks a soft or softish landing is possible, considering new projections from the Fed yesterday for higher unemployment and lower economic growth. Here's what he told me.
I don't want to be the handicapper here. That is our objective. And I do think it's possible. I think that events of the last few months have raised the degree of difficulty, created great challenges.
Powell says the chances of a softish landing now depend to some extent on factors the Fed doesn't control, like spikes in commodity prices or ongoing supply chain snarls.
All right. Now, what do we learn about the road forward?
Well, Powell says he doesn't think 0.75 percentage point rate hikes will become common, but he also said the Fed could raise rates that much again at its next meeting at the end of July.
Nancy, thank you. The benchmark 10-year interest rate is indeed up 3.44%, about double what it was in early April. While the stock market gained some ground yesterday after the Fed removed some uncertainty, S&P futures are back down hard this morning, down 2%. The S&P is down by 18% since the start of April. While 58% of Americans say they hold stock, a bit over half, those who don't also face indirect exposure. Charities can have endowments and may have to cut back their grants when the stock market means lower returns from that money. Dow futures are now down 1.8%, 556 points. NASDAQ futures are down 2.8%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take the economic pulse, regular checkups from a range of perspectives. Sunday is Juneteenth, which marks the end of slavery in this country when more than 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, enslaved people in Texas were informed of their new freedom. Now, some name brand companies now are trying to be part of this national holiday with mixed success. Janine Poggi, editor at Ad Age, is on top of this. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Some companies are getting this right. Some companies, high-profile ones, are off in their response to this. And you've been watching some of this.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting right now. We saw Walmart a few weeks ago attempt to celebrate Juneteenth with a special edition private label ice cream that received a ton of backlash on social media. the retailer, you know, was really facing criticism for trivializing and trying to cash in on an event that commemorates Black people's emancipation from centuries of slavery. And this commercialization of the holiday really came back to bite them.
Yeah, I mean, a key thing with the Walmart issue is that the Juneteenth ice cream seems to have been chosen without consideration of whether it was made by Black-owned suppliers.
Exactly. Really thinking about the supply chain and who you're working with and who on your team is creating these campaigns. Do you have people of diverse backgrounds who are actually sitting in the rooms thinking about strategizing and planning these campaigns?
The advertising that you monitor, I mean, it's a bit of threading the needle. I mean, companies, I suppose, want to honor these social movements, really, and honor history, but they are also making a buck at some level off of this, and they perhaps don't want to come off as just making a buck.
Absolutely. It's about much more than just checking a box. It's where are you placing your investment? Are you investing in these communities outside of the campaigns that you're creating to sell products? Are you thinking about your media spend? So it's all of the thinking that goes on behind the scenes that perhaps a consumer might not even see at the end of the day when you just have a, you know, 15 or 30 second commercial. That's where the real work lies.
Yeah, and who's on staff? Because if people from a variety of perspectives are in the chain of decision-making on something like Juneteenth ice cream, maybe when it's wrong, the problems will surface rather earlier.
Absolutely. And we're at the 2-year mark of when Madison Avenue really started making pledges to help diversify the internal rankings of like the ad world, you know, following the murder of George Floyd. We are hitting that time to really see what came of those pledges at Ad Age. We are spending a lot of time looking at the initial pledges and seeing what has come to fruition and what is still a work in progress. You see brands like Verizon and McDonald's recently put out statements about where they are in this progress. McDonald's is hiring an outside firm to come in and do an audit on its practices. Verizon provided an update on how it's thinking about media spend. So it is at this point in time, 2 years in, that we're beyond the commitment stage and actually seeing what's come of them.
Always good to check in with Janine Poggi. She's the editor at Ad Age. Thank you so much.
Thancks for having me.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.